The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, September 20, 2023. Leaders attending the high-level segment of the UN General Assembly expressed rejection of the United States blockade on Cuba. The president of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, condemned the United States blockade against Cuba once again and said that Brazil will continue to denounce measures taken without support of the UN Charter, such as the economic and financial blockade imposed on Cuba and the inclusion of Cuba in the list of terrorism-sponsoring countries. Likewise, the president of Bolivia, Luis Arce, also described the blockade as inhumane and criminal and criticized such coercive measures and the reprisals applied by hegemonic powers against the people in detriment of their development and most basic human rights. For his part, President Miguel Díaz-Canel denounced that the blockade is an extraterritorial, cruel, and silent economic war accompanied by a powerful political machinery of destabilization against Cuba. He underscored that the Cuban people resist and creatively win in the face of this ruthless economic war, which opportunistically escalated to an even more extreme dimension since 2019 in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, the head of state said. Cuba also received signs of support and condemnation of the stifling policy imposed by the United States. Representatives of organizations and social movements in solidarity with Cuba stood in front of the Cuban embassy at the UN on Tuesday so as to reiterate their support for Cuba. The visit of a delegation from Cuba's National Assembly of People's Power, headed by its Vice President Ana Mari Machado, concluded in Hanoi this Wednesday. Mari and her delegation, who participated in Hanoi in the 9th World Conference of Young Parliamentarians, made a working visit to the northern province of Bắc Ninh, where they were received by the Secretary of the Committee of the Communist Party of Vietnam, Nguyen An Thuan. The leader valued the presence of this delegation as a path to establish new channels of cooperation between Bắc Ninh and Cuban localities. During her stay in the Vietnamese capital, the vice president of the Cuban National Assembly held two meetings this Monday with Deputy Prime Minister Le Minh Khai and her counterpart from the National Assembly of Vietnam, Trang Quang Phuong. These meetings resulted in the promotion of increasingly deeper, substantive, and effective cooperation and addressing issues of mutual interest, such as preparations for the upcoming visit to Hanoi of the President of Cuba's National Assembly and the contents to be addressed at the Cuba-Vietnam Interparliamentary Conference in 2024. As of this Wednesday until September 23, the 13th edition of the Varadero Gume International Festival, to be held at the Plaza America Convention Center in Varadero, will defend local food. The new edition of the event will deal with topics related to the fusion of cultures in Cuba's cuisine, current trends in food and beverage management, the pairing of alcoholic beverages, Havana cigars, chocolate and coffee, and after-dinner cocktails in order to keep alive the rich legacy of Cuban Creole food. The official program of the event will include masterclasses, lectures, tastings, pairings, chef and sommelier competitions, product exhibitions, among other activities. The 13th edition of the Varadero Gume International Festival seeks to promote Cuba as a qualified destination in terms of bar and cantina services through a combination of new trends and attachment to the roots of national identity. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel and his Kenyan counterpart William Ruto exchanged this Tuesday about the joint agenda and efforts for the release of the doctors from the Caribbean country kidnapped in the African nation. Both leaders agreed on the interest of diversifying cooperation ties, according to a message published on the social network X by the Cuban head of state. In addition, they ratified a common commitment to achieve the return of doctors Acel Herrera Correa and Landy Rodriguez Hernandez, held since their kidnapping 4 years ago in the Kenyan city of Mandera on the border with Somalia, and the target of attacks by the jihadist group Al-Shabaab. The meeting at the United Nations headquarters coincides with the Cuban president's bilateral agenda regarding the organization's high-level week, which runs until Saturday, the 23rd. This Wednesday, he will participate in the high-level dialogue on financing for development, the summit on climate ambition, and the meeting on prevention, preparedness, and response in the face of epidemics. The director of the Massey Cancer Center of Virginia, Robert Wynn, stated this Tuesday in Havana that the fight against cancer has no distinctions, regardless of whether it is in Cuba or the United States, because it's about humanity. The Massey Cancer Center and Cuba's National Institute of Oncology and Radiology signed a memorandum of understanding, which, according to Wynn, opens a new opportunity for collaboration. Wynn expressed his satisfaction about the agreement that includes sharing with Cuban oncology specialists everything related to clinical trials, in particular of patients from poor American communities suffering from cancer. He indicated that it will also make it easier to take advantage of the knowledge of professionals from both parties and exchange scientists' information and knowledge. For his part, the director of the National Institute of Oncology and Radiology, Luis Martin, assured that the memorandum opens the possibilities of cooperation in that specialty and in thoracic surgery, and also in medicine in general and research. And in the international agenda, we have that the Federal Supreme Court of Brazil will resume the trial on the so-called temporary framework that will define the future of the demarcation of indigenous lands in Brazil. The ministers of the court examined the case last month, and so far, the majority, 4-2, voted against the legal thesis that establishes the regularization only of the original territories occupied until October 5, 1988, the day of the promulgation of the current federal constitution. If approved, the native peoples are limited to claiming only the possession of areas occupied on that date. In parallel to the resumption, the National Congress may also resume this Wednesday the discussion on the controversial issue. The initiative that regulates the temporary framework was approved by the Chamber of Deputies and is currently advancing in the Federal Senate. Meanwhile, the Venezuelan government informed of the beginning of the Cacique Guaycaipuro Liberation Operation in the Tocoron Penitentiary Center, Aragua State, in which more than 11,000 troops are participating. A statement released explained that the objective of the action is to dismantle and put an end to organized crime gangs and other criminal networks that were operating to the detriment of the tranquility of the Venezuelan people. As part of the citizen security policy of the peace quadrants and within the framework of our doctrine of civic military police union, we are determined to put an end to this and protect the people, the statement said. More than 11,000 qualified troops ready to restore and dignify the national penitentiary system were deployed, the text underlined, further stating that the Ministries of Internal Relations, Justice and Peace, the Penitentiary Service and the Bolivarian National Armed Forces are making an enormous effort together with the Attorney General's Office to guarantee the success of this necessary operation. The Bolivarian government called on all the people to support these and other initiatives of the state launched to protect the Venezuelan family's right to peace. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.